Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Western Australia, Falun Gong car tour raises awareness of organ harvesting atrocities in China. Columbus, Ohio, Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition brings attention to Falun Gong and persecution in China. Theatergoers experience beauty, spirituality, and revived traditions as Shenyun Performing Arts tours North America. Delhi, India, human rights lawyer seeks support from decision makers and the media to fight forced organ harvesting in China. Belated news, tortured nearly to death several times, engineer dies in forced labor camp. And Washington, D.C. resident calls for release of his mother detained in China for her belief. Now for the stories. Western Australia, Falun Gong car tour raises awareness of organ harvesting atrocities in China. A car tour through Western Australia is having a profound effect in raising awareness about crimes taking place thousands of miles away in China. In mid-November of last year, Mr. Peter Abbott, current member of the Western Australian Legislative Assembly, met with Falun Gong practitioners in front of the Parliament of Western Australia. Mr. Abbott expressed his support for practitioners' efforts in touring Western Australia to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The practitioners are drawing particular focus to the crime of harvesting organs from living prisoners of conscience, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Abbott affirmed that the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting is a serious issue. He said, "We need to pay attention to it. It is a severe violation of human rights." The car tour set off on August 29, 2016, and to date has visited over 200 cities and towns in 3 months. The tour has helped many Australians understand the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China, especially how the Chinese communist regime profits from forced organ harvesting. Referring to the organ harvesting atrocities, Mr. Abbott said, "It is beyond me that a government should murder its people and sell their organs for profit. The evidence is clear and shows that it is a large-scale, systematic crime. Everyone should know about it, and the car tour does just that, helping people in Western Australia understand this persecution." In Taree, the practitioners did the exercises in front of City Hall. Ms. Janine Roberts came up and told them that she had already heard about the persecution. She said, "It shouldn't have happened. I hope the Australian government can be like the European and U.S. governments. It should make laws to help stop the persecution and organ harvesting." After talking with practitioners about the persecution, Ms. Susan Andre from Bega said, "If we allowed it to happen without doing anything to stop it, we will end up getting hurt." She took a dozen postcards from the practitioners and said that she would help by mailing them to her local counselors. "I will continue to tell people about it and have them sign these postcards. What you do inspires me. Letting others know about it is a precious gift in and of itself," she said.
Columbus, Ohio. Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition brings attention to Falun Gong and persecution in China. The Art of Jin Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was on display at the King Arts Complex in Columbus, Ohio, for 2.5 months starting in September 2016. The exhibition included 34 paintings depicting scenes related to Falun Gong and the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the spiritual discipline. Director Lynn Logan Grime of the Arts Complex said she was especially touched by the expression of a young girl in a painting that the practitioner showed while introducing the exhibition. From the paintings that depict current events taking place in China, many patrons learned about the communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong for the first time and were shocked by the brutality. Some had tears in their eyes after viewing the artwork. Many signed a petition against the Communist Party's killing of Falun Gong practitioners and harvesting their organs. Several teachers brought their students to the gallery and asked the volunteer staff to explain the events behind the paintings. Many high schoolers and their parents came one weekend to attend an award ceremony for top students. Among them, Mrs. Clark and her son viewed the paintings and asked detailed questions about the persecution in China. Mrs. Clark tearfully wrote in the guest book, an outstanding exhibition raising awareness of the persecution in China. People across borders and races should stand up to pray for the people being persecuted and work hard to stop the persecution in China. As an African American, I fully understand the pain of unfair treatment. I could not imagine that in remote China there are kind people being tortured. I pray for God to bless China and stop the persecution as soon as possible. Practitioners have held free Falun Gong classes at the complex every week since the end of the exhibition.
Theatergoers experience beauty, spirituality, and revived traditions as Shenyun Performing Arts tours North America. Following the new year, the five touring companies of Shenyun Performing Arts have been performing across the U.S. and Canada, in California, Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Quebec, and Ontario. Theatergoers were delighted to start a new year by experiencing the beauty and spirituality of a revived culture. "This was superlative," said Quentin Kopp, former state senator of California and Superior Court judge. "Shenyun is giving evidence and expression to spirituality, as well as demonstrating a history of a great people with a great culture," he said. Mr. Kopp especially lauded the company's efforts in, quote, "retaining and maintaining that culture today in a difficult world." George Strake, former Secretary of State for Texas, who attended the performance for the third year on December 28th in Houston with his wife Annette, said, "It's spectacular. The message they're delivering is just phenomenal." "We're very lucky," Mrs. Strake said. "It's always spectacular. It's beautiful. It's fabulous. It's uplifting. It's awesome." Mark Antonitis, the general manager of KTSF TV station, said, "They are exceptional. It's remarkable to see people do the show they do. It's not only fun, it's an experience," Mr. Antonitis said, "something that you'll enjoy and remember." Violinist Gerard Svazlin said, after seeing the Shenyun performance on January 5th, "Very nice, very professional. They deserve all the applause that they're getting, all the prizes all over the world." "All very nice," he said. "Beautiful costumes, beautiful staging and designs, and choreography." Author Tysa Frank, who attended the performance in San Francisco with husband Keith, said, "It's fantastic. You'll see the evolution of the history of China." "I thought it was amazing," said Ms. Frank, who was especially impressed by the orchestra. "It was a wonderful mix of Chinese music and Western music." Shenyun will continue touring in North America with January performances in New York, Atlanta, San Jose, and Montreal.
Delhi, India. Human rights lawyer seeks support from decision makers and the media to fight forced organ harvesting in China. David Mattis, renowned Canadian immigration and human rights lawyer, was in Delhi recently on invitation from the O.P. Jindal Global Institute to make a presentation at the 18th World Congress of Criminology on December 17, 2016. Mr. Mattis spoke on transnational crime, organ transplant abuse. Dr. Sanjeev Sahani, principal director of the Jindal Institute of Behavioral Science, warmly welcomed Mr. Mattis, a Nobel Prize nominee, citing his body of work and status in the field of human rights law. There was an international audience, including students of criminology from Macau. At a Q&A session, students from Macau University said that they doubted whether there was anything at all like illegal organ harvesting in China. Falun Gong practitioners who were present told them about China's internet blockade and asked them to search the words Falun Gong and see for themselves if they got any response. The students were pleased to be given copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. David Mattis met the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of External Affairs and apprised him of the illegal organ transplant trade in China. He requested that the Indian government consider adopting measures, as have other countries, to stop medical tourism to China and to have resolutions passed to stop illegal organ transplantation. Mr. Mattis also met the local press and other news agencies. There was coverage of the forum and the situation in China in several newspapers and their online editions. Mr. Mattis concluded his visit by meeting the dean of the All India Institute of Medical Science and 12 doctors and surgeons. The doctors were impressed with David Mattis's knowledge of Indian organ transplant law, and several reassured Mr. Mattis that they would try to initiate a move to have a resolution against China's forced organ harvesting passed by the Indian government.
Belated news. Tortured nearly to death several times, engineer dies in forced labor camp. After 14 years of torture for his belief, Mr. Gao Dong died at the end of 2013 in a prison in Shenyang City. He was 49 years old at the time. Before the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, Mr. Gao, a Falun Gong practitioner since 1996, was an engineer at Laohe Oil Field. Before his last imprisonment, he was arbitrarily arrested for his belief 6 times, tortured in a forced labor camp 3 times, and twice incarcerated in a mental hospital and once in a brainwashing center. He was tortured nearly to death 4 times. Because of the persecution, he lost his job, his wife divorced him, and his family didn't want to have anything to do with him, fearing government retaliation. His last arrest took place around December 2011. He was incarcerated in a prison in Shenyang, where he went on a hunger strike to protest the illegal detention. The staff shocked him with an electric baton, hit him, and forced him to watch videos slandering Falun Gong. The authorities force-fed Mr. Gao through a tube inserted through his nose to his stomach, while his arms and legs were tied down to a bed. He often vomited due to the brutal feeding, and the authorities would feed him his own vomit. They sometimes added urine to the mix as well. To get their sentences reduced, the prisoners abused Mr. Gao to try to force him to give up his practice. They once poured boiling water on his thighs, causing severe blistering. Mr. Gao's health deteriorated, and he was sent to Dabai Prison Hospital, where the torture continued. He was often covered in bruises when he returned to the prison. Mr. Gao died in prison 2 years later.
Washington, D.C. resident calls for release of his mother detained in China for her belief. Washington, D.C. resident Du Haipeng stood in front of the Chinese embassy on a freezing winter day, saying that his goal was clear. He is calling for the release of his mother, who was recently imprisoned in China for practicing Falun Gong. In his hands was a poster with a picture of his mother, Ms. Yuan Xiaoman. Ms. Yuan, who lives in Dalian City, Liaoning Province, was arrested on May 12, 2016. She was tried on November 14, 2 days after Du went to the Chinese embassy requesting her release. 1 month later, on December 23, she was sentenced to a 3.5 years in prison and fined 5,000 yuan. The prosecutor charged Ms. Yuan with Article 300 of the criminal law. Her attorney argued that the article did not apply to Ms. Yuan, as there is in fact no legislation that bans Falun Gong in China. He also pointed out that the evidence brought against Ms. Yuan was not valid. Du has come to the embassy several times since learning of his mother's arrest and called for her release. He is now contacting elected officials and human rights organizations for more help. Despite cold weather, some Falun Gong practitioners go to tourist sites on a regular basis to tell passers-by, including Chinese tourists, the facts about Falun Gong and the persecution. Among them is Ms. Li, who stood for several hours at the National Mall on January 7th. She said, "I come here 2 or 3 times a week." She has practiced Falun Gong for many years and does not want Chinese people to be deceived by the defamatory propaganda from the Communist Party. She added, "I tell them my own story using words from my heart." Nicholas Zithkak, who has practiced Falun Gong for 11 years, said he likes Falun Gong because of the health benefits and inner peace. He said Falun Gong should not have been suppressed in China in the first place, let alone for almost 18 years. De agreed, "As long as my mother is detained, I will come here to raise awareness about it."
Music.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.